At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Las Vegas, the Vegas Report. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, but he's on detail with Las Vegas, especially the Oakland A's moving to Las Vegas soon enough, but now a long-term promise. Jeff, a very good evening to you. The A's are not arriving until, what, 28? But they've extended themselves. How far? What century are they going to end, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. What century they'll end, that's anybody's guess. But for now, they're locking themselves into a 30-year deal. They're showing investors, they're showing the people of Vegas, the Vegas area, and they're showing Major League Baseball that this is not going to be just a quick in and out. They're going to be there for at least 30 years. And so that's going to be attractive to people who are willing to sink private and public funds into their stadium and operations. It's a sign of good faith. It's a sign that they believe in Vegas. They understand that Vegas is the next big thing in terms of U.S. cities.
I agree. And it will be spectacular to have the Sphere following a game. You can see how excited the Sphere will get when there's a home run for the home team. Now, there's other news in Vegas. The Mirage Hotel, you stayed there. What's happening?
The Mirage Hotel, which is famous for its fake volcanoes out front that spew water, light, and smoke and attract hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people a year to their water and smoke show, is going to be coming down. It's going to be turned into a Hard Rock Hotel and Casino and Guitar Hotel in Vegas. And so this is a big deal. The Mirage originally opened in November of 89. Steve Wynn, the big mogul behind many other big hotels and casinos, it was his baby, but this is not a reflection on him. Changing times and the fact that there's bigger money coming in, and Hard Rock has really been wanting to make a play. They had a place sort of on the outskirts of this strip before, but this will put them smack dab in the middle. And the new hotel will resemble their kind of trademark Les Paul guitar-shaped hotel for the building structure. And what everybody's promising are laser beams shooting out of the top. So it'll have that big, big Vegas touch on it.
Now I'm worried. These laser beams shooting out of the top. Is this meant to be in competition with, in some way, take eyes away from the Sphere? Is the Sphere worried about this?
I don't think the Sphere is worried about anything these days. They're just capturing everybody's attention. I wonder what Area 51 is thinking about it with all their top secret things just over the hills. But no, it's not unlike, you know, Luxor, which is the pyramid Egyptian themed resort casino just down the street. It has a very large searchlight embedded in the top, the tip there. And that can be seen for hundreds of miles on a clear night. So, this is just one more Vegas-y thing that'll be on the strip.
The high-speed rail that's being built from the neighborhood of Los Angeles to Vegas, is that coming along, and what about it?
It appears to be coming along just fine. All the reports are is that construction is proceeding as planned. But it's got people so excited about it, and the fact that they seem to be moving ahead at a rate faster than this boondoggle known as California High-Speed Rail. You've got people saying, well, why don't we see if we can tag onto it once they're done? This seems like a well-run, well-managed plan here. So who knows? Maybe this could be the answer to high-speed rail questions, problems, et cetera, in California.
We're going to Los Angeles. We're leaving Las Vegas. We're going to Los Angeles for Disney reviving itself. Remember, Disney had a tough time in the stock market these last few days. A lot of disappointment because the future is not clear. However, they're proposing new events at Disneyland. And the one event that looks like a big winner, Jeff, is Avatar. What are they going to do?
It appears that they're going to be making Avatar Land, which is going to be modeled after the James Cameron film, franchises, the next big land that they'll build there at Disneyland as part of their whole Disney Forward and some of the other work they're doing on the resort, the park there. So Avatar will be a big step. I'm sure they'll have all sorts of immersive experiences as well as outdoor themed thrill rides. It'll be very interesting. What I've seen in the early sketches are it's very pretty. It's very nice. It does make you think of the scenes you've seen in Avatar. So I'm sure that they've got some big plans lined up that we won't know about until the end. It'll blow people away because that's a good combination between Disney parks and James Cameron's Avatar.
Have you seen any clarity? Is it just going to be at Disneyland or is this also going to be in Florida, Disney World?
I believe it's already part of a park in Florida, but not quite the same thing. If it does well at Disneyland, I'm sure you'll see a bigger, better version show up at Disney World and maybe even some of the other Disney parks.
Now, the reason Disney ran into trouble, we're told, is because streaming was enormously expensive and not successful, and that brought Mr. Iger back. And now they're going to try streaming again, but this time they've got partners. I read this in somewhere, CNN or something, they're going to call it Venu, V-E-N-U. What is it?
So Venu Sports is a sports streaming partnership among Disney's ESPN, Warner Brothers Discovery, and Fox. And that's their combined name for their effort. They announced it. It's such a debut sometime this fall, and it comes as the media companies face increased pressure from investors to scale their platforms and achieve profitability. I mean, it is, you know, easier said than done, but this seems like a good approach by having all of these groups come together for this one force.
So it's going to be, they're going to share overhead and share profits from this. Is that how to understand it? Because those are competitive businesses, Fox and Disney and ESPN belongs to Disney. Fox belongs to Fox. And Warner's, is that a sports channel? I'm unfamiliar.
Well, they've got Discovery. And so they'll be repurposing some of the things that Discovery is my understanding. But they're looking to, you know, deal with, you know, their library of sports materials as well as covering sports events as they happen. So it'll be a good combination of all three strong suits, you know, of all three companies.
The freeway, always in the news. During COVID, Jeff would give me reports from the freeway. It's crowded, it's empty, it's easy driving. Jeff tells me that there was a spectacular car chase on the freeway, 405, that was not about a Hollywood movie. What did you see, Jeff?
You'd have thought it was a Hollywood movie. This started around just between 4:30 and 5 this morning. It was a van that was allegedly stolen, and this person was being chased by the police. Now, car chases are a big deal in L.A. They actually stop all of the news, what's on TV, to cover it. It's a big to-do. And this person eventually was chased down by the police, then turned the tables on the police and began ramming their cars and chasing them. So the police were trying to escape this person. The person finally made their way onto the 405 freeway, which is really one of the two major north-south arteries in all of Southern California. It's the one that goes through the west part of L.A., right next to LAX and some of the other important areas there in L.A., and got turned around by the police going the wrong way on the 405 going south, going south in the northbound lane, and ended up hitting several cars and being stopped by hitting a semi-truck. But it was one of the wildest car chases really anybody's ever seen. It certainly goes in the top 5 or 10 of all-time car chases in Southern California. And even after they extracted, they got a hold of the person who is the perpetrator, that person continued to act out. So we don't know if it was a person who was mentally imbalanced or, you know, substance abuse problems or both. But it was one of those things that not only was crazy at the time watching it, but it ended up closing down that major freeway for hours and hours as they dealt with, you know, removing the wreckage and reporting the crime scene.
This was a good morning for you not to be on the 405, because my memory is that's the way to reach Orange County from L.A., the 405. So a lot of people were delayed. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.